الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم My dear respected listeners, living in this world, this dunya, it's a world which Allah Ta'ala has created and mentioned in the Quran Kareem. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينِ وَالْقَنَاتِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ That Allah Ta'ala has beautified this dunya for the people through women, through gold, through silver, through temptation, attraction. We'll get attracted very quickly. Why has Allah created the dunya like this? We all know, we all go through, those who go through their teenage years, it's more, a bigger challenge. And for the challenge of the teenager in this zamana is a greater challenge than in our zamana. And I'm sure that before the zamana and before the time. But why has Allah created that? You know, it's something we need to learn. It's because this whole life and this dunya around us is a test, it's imtihan. Although there will be no imtihan, no test. There's no temptation and go to Jannah just like that. Yeah. So Allah Ta'ala has created the dunya and the world around us in such a manner, there's shahwat, there's desires, there's temptations. You can be pulled very easily. You can be taken in very easily. If someone goes in the sea and there's a shark, if you've seen Jaws 1 or Jaws 2 or Jaws 3 or Jaws the Revenge, right? How it takes you out right from the bottom. You're trying, but it's taking you right in. And if you're a fast swimmer, you might get away, you might not get away with it. It depends how strong you are, how strong the boat is, the ship is, the people pulling you in, how strong you are. Some survive. Similarly, this dunya and the temptations and the attractions is like that. It's taking us in. It's taking us in. It now depends how strong our iman is. It all depends how strong our faith is. How strong our iman is on the luxuries of the hereafter. Of the luxuries of Jannah. How strong our faith is on that. Are we ready to prioritize? Give priority to the pleasures and luxuries of the life hereafter? Or we'd rather go for this world and it doesn't really matter about the world. Dekha jayega, my probably father will make dua for me, my teacher will make dua for me, Allah will probably forgive me. And because of that, a person continues sinning. So that's how Allah has created the dunya. And everyone, especially in the teenage years, maybe as we go older, this life is like this, unfortunately now, is even getting even worse. Everyone's looking for a buzz. Everyone's looking for a buzz. Everyone wants to get high. Some people take drugs and they get high. Some get high through adultery, fornication, zina, through porn. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect everyone who's in, who are addicted to these sort of vials and evils. We always say, Astaghfirullah, we say, why it's happening in every family. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect those families as well. Make it easy for them. Provide solutions. You know what I mean? Provide solutions. It's not easy. Nowadays, at one time, we'll point at other people and other families. Now, every family, every individual looks at their own by best to keep shut, right? And make dua for everyone's hidayah and guidance. Best to keep shut. And if someone's going through difficulties, don't add fuel to the fire. Give them sympathy. Give them comfort. Give them console. I'll help you out. I'll be there for you. Who knows? Who knows? And we in such a zamana where even the pious are not free from this. Even the deendar are not free from this. We are all worried about our children, our awlad, our progeny, that what's going to happen in the next 10 years, in the next 20 years, in the next 30 years. It's a big fikr and big concern. And there's so many lectures on this and so many workshops on this. So many madaris are doing about it, so many expertise. But I tell you one thing, we can have everything in place, but you've got to have your own willpower to change yourself. We've got to have our own. We can blame everyone. Blame the ulama, blame the imam, blame the parent, blame my mom and dad. They didn't bring me up properly. I got exposed to this, I got exposed to that. We can say what we want. But at the end of the day, it's up to me and you to change ourselves. We got to have that strong willpower. We are very lucky. We've got masajids, madaris, tablighi jamaat, ulama. Everything is in place for the nourishment of our soul, to protect our iman and Islam. We've got everything in place. Go to those places, especially European countries, they hardly have anything. We are very lucky. It's up to us how we benefit from the places. So anyway, everyone wants to have a buzz, feel high, so they probably take drugs, whatever. And these drugs, and to get that buzz, to get high, they take it for many, many reasons. Either just to feel good, meaning they're not really feeling good in the world, they don't feel satisfied, they don't feel content, they don't feel happy, they feel becheni, they're feeling restless. So they need something to give them that high, give them that buzz, give them that good feeling. So they'll probably take drugs just to feel good. Either because of peer pressure, the friend circle that person individual has, they're all on it. They're all on alcohol. They're all on drugs. They're all doing violent guna and sin. And I'm one left out. Nay, by, you know, I've got to do something. I've got to fit into the crowd. I've got to fit into my group. I've got to fit into that gangster group. I've got to fit into that those people. So I think I have to do something as well. And all day and night, you'll probably think, though it doesn't. And peer pressure is a big issue. Big issue. So, and sometimes for inner satisfaction, they're not happy inside. Just for that inner satisfaction, they need that. But my friends, if we're looking for a buzz and to be high, then we are looking in the wrong place. We're looking in the wrong place. If someone looking for onions and goes to the doctor's surgery, he goes to the reception, I'm looking for onions, but you go to the grocers, what are you doing here? Are you okay? Have you for mental health treatment? So if we are also looking because we're not happy inside, we're looking for inner satisfaction, we're looking for buzz, and we're looking to get high, okay, then if we're looking for satisfaction in guna and sin, then remember Allah has not placed contentment and happiness and inner satisfaction and buzz in anything that Allah has made haram. There's no inner satisfaction. And even if we do, it will only be for a second, for a minute, for that 5 minutes. One gets buzz out of zina and adultery. So while he's committing this zina, he's very high. If he's on top of the world, that feeling shaitan makes it even more pleasurable. But he's telling you, he's forgotten that 5-10 minutes of buzz and high feeling that he's getting through zina or through taking that drug, and he's on top of the world. But remember, that is the time when that iman is taken out of that person. That person's iman is weak at that particular moment. Very weak, or is taken out. According to the hadith, when a person commits zina and adultery, during that zina, that iman is taken out. And it's hanging like the cloud. And when he finishes his zina, completes it, is done with it, then that iman comes back again. Allah. Allah. Now, if death was to come at that time, what will happen? So we take this iman which Allah has granted us very, very lightly. Very, very lightly. So when you buy, don't take it lightly. It's the greatest ni'mat anyone can ever have. If you're living in one small hut with nothing, but you've got, me and you have got iman. I don't like to use the word you. Me and you, it could be any one of us. But we've got iman, and Islam is the biggest ni'mat we can ever have. So Allah has not placed contentment and happiness and buzz and high in anything Allah has made haram. But where Allah has placed buzz and becoming very high and inner satisfaction is in such a place where there's no cost. No cost. You don't have to pay. People to get drugs, they steal. If you're addicted, then they'll do so many bad things first to get that one small packet. Okay, may Allah protect us. We see it day in there in the streets. People come in the car, they give the money and they go. For that small packet, for that inner satisfaction, how much money has been spent? Where has that money come from? It's a whole system. And now the gunas to such a level, sins, that it requires a lot of planning. Where am I going to get the money from? Because my income is very less. What do I do? Some unfortunately even sell their souls for that small packet, for that guna, sell their body. They lose complete hope, no satisfaction in life anymore. It's a big concern. And just for that 5 minutes of satisfaction, how many? 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. But where Allah has placed the buzz, the high feeling, the inner satisfaction, there is no cost at all. Okay? And that buzz does not last just for 5 minutes. That buzz does not just last for a couple of hours. Where Allah has placed that buzz and that contentment and the happiness and the satisfaction, it lasts for 24 hours, it lasts for months, it can last for years. That buzz can last right until life. And the buzz that I'm talking about, my dear respect, listen very, very carefully. One thing, it has no side effects. No side effects. You take drugs, ask the doctors here, and those who do rehabilitation programs, what side effects drugs have, what side effects a lot of zina and adultery has, and they'll tell you everything. All the guna side effects. May Allah protect us. And when we reach old age, those side effects come, then we remember, my jawani went into this, my youth went into this, I messed it up. Anyway, that buzz that Allah is talking about, which can last until the day we die and even beyond. Allah says in the Quran, no cost. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. So one verse of the Quran, and you're probably thinking, what's? Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Listen. In the remembrance of Allah is where your heart is going to be happy and content. The zikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. Our salah is remembrance of Allah. The zikr is remembrance of Allah. Tilawat of Quran is remembrance of Allah. And if a person has 5 daily prayers in his life every day, his whole life is in the remembrance of Allah. Allahu Akbar. And then when that remembrance of Allah, that buzz will be such, I'm telling you, this is what he'll become spiritually very, very healthy. A sign of a physically unhealthy person, right, is when you got such an illness, such a virus, and you got biryani in front of you, you don't want to eat it. No taste. What's the point of me eating it, no taste? Why? It tastes bitter. My taste buds are gone. We all went through the COVID period. One small coffee, thought we're going to die. But it was a very Qiyamah time that was like. Can't taste the thing, what's going on? Feel ill because we're physically very unhealthy. Can't taste even the good things. Similarly, when we are spiritually unhealthy, then we don't taste any pleasure in salah because we're not buzzed. that zikr and the remembrance of Allah is not in our heart. The whole purpose of life is not in my heart. Allah is not in my heart. That's why we don't get pleasure in salah. When we start salah, we can't wait for it to end. We can't even bear burden opening the Quran, burden doing zikr, burden coming to the house of Allah, because we are spiritually unhealthy. Just like that unhealthy person, no point having the food, no taste. I don't feel hungry. But the sign of a spiritually healthy person, he can't wait to start his salah. When he starts his salah, he doesn't want it to end. When he opens the Quran, he doesn't want it to end. When he does the zikr of Allah, his heart feels a special type of sweetness. It's called halawatul iman. Halawatul iman. Allah. And the more we remember Allah, the buzz gets even more higher. It gets even more. It gets even more. It gets even more to such a level. Now this is what I want to talk about. I've got about 4 minutes. Listen very carefully. It goes to that level. Then it gets closer to the level of the Sahaba, the companions. I'm going to give two examples of that buzz can reach to that level where you don't feel anything. You know, someone, you slap someone, he's drugged completely. You're slapping him, you don't feel anything. Someone who's drunk because of a lot of alcohol, you slap him, but he doesn't feel anything. Listen to this. This is the buzz of zikr, the buzz of Allah, the buzz of Quran, the buzz of following the deen and Islam. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an, when accepting Islam, he had the love of Allah in his heart. It penetrated into the heart, the love of Allah and Rasul, the love of deen. He was on such a high of his zikr and remembrance that the kuffar and the mushrikeen were torturing him, punishing him. In the daytime they'll beat him. In the nighttime they'll beat him. They lay him down on the hot sun, 40 degrees. No kapra, no clothing. And all they say, I want you to recite kalimai kufr. Say kufr, say I don't believe in Allah. Otherwise I will torture you even more. Will torture you even more. Me and you are not going through that. But guess what? His response was, La ilaha illallah. That was the buzz. Because when you buzz, you don't feel anything. He was not feeling anything anymore. That never meant anything. But the love of Allah had penetrated into the heart. That taklif and pain never meant anything anymore. So you can get to that level. You can get to that level. One Sahabi performing Salah, a companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while he's performing Salah, someone threw an arrow on his leg. He didn't feel a thing. He continued his Salah. He's buzzed. He's on a high. Just like when that person's on a high in drugs and alcohol, you hit him and they don't feel anything. They don't know where they are. They don't know what they're doing. They're in Salah and they don't feel anything because the name of Allah, the whole life was embedded in Islam and deen, and they got that buzz. Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Amazing. If we read, these are not just stories or fake stories created. By this was their qurbani and sacrifice they made on the iman and the Islam and deen. So like I said, the buzz that Allah has for us, no cost, no side effects. But I tell you something else. The drug and that alcohol could take you towards destruction, towards prison, towards rehabilitation centers. Allah jana where it would take you and slowly take you out of iman and Islam and jahannam. But this buzz of zikr and the remembrance of Allah will take us right to Jannah and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Getting the honor to see Allah, our Creator, is the greatest ni'mat any jannati will ever gain in the hereafter. And I tell you something else, in Jannah, it just gets better. You know, in dunya, one day better, one day bad. In here, it's like 1 second good, 1 second bad. No wonder no one mental health problems. Every day, one day good, one day bad, 1 second. But in Jannah, it just gets better. It doesn't get worse, not say, it just gets, the feeling gets better and better and better and better. And you know the most amazing thing? Amazing thing is, it's never ending. It's never ending. Just think, a buzz that's never going to end. And no cost. And how merciful Allah Ta'ala is, how much rahmat Allah has for me. Allah just telling me and you, this is very simple talk, brothers, very simple, basic. Allah is saying to me and you, you just give me your 60 years of your life to me, I'll give you eternal happiness and joy. You just give me 60 to 70 years of your life, you control your desires, your temptations, your khayshat, everything you do according to my pleasure. According to my pleasure. And then Allah says, then I won't going to give you Jannah for 60 years because I gave you life for 60 years. That's insaf. That's just and fair. I gave you life for 80 years, so I give you Jannah for 80 years. Allah said, no, I give you life for 80 years, I'll give you Jannah forever and ever. If I gave you life for 25 years or 15 years, still I give you Jannah forever and ever and ever. So us, wait out. Allahu Akbar. But like I mentioned, let's abstain from the buzz of the dunya. By this adultery, zina, drugs. Because then the iman goes out. Iman goes out at that time. Dancing. May Allah protect us. I'd like to mention and conclude on this. We have weddings, nikah, very blessed, full of barakah. We ask the imam to recite the Quran, the dua, and then the dancing takes place. And everyone is dancing. Why? The iman is going out at that particular moment. Why pollute our amal of sunnah with haram and guna? That those couples are returning back home not with the rahmat of Allah, not with the pleasure of Allah, but they're returning with the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get the buzz in the right place. The buzz in the remembrance of Allah, in our whole life, embedded in the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the tawfiq to protect our iman in Islam. Grant us a true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah grant us all jannatul firdaus, inshaAllah. Wa akhiru alhamdulillah.
أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا
الحمد لله. الحمد لله الخالق الباري المصور العزيز الجبار المتكبر العلي الذي لا يدعوه عن مجده وازه، الجبار الذي كل جبار له ذليل خازه، كسر زهور الأقاصرة عزه وعلاؤه، وكسر أيديها القياصرة عزمته وكبرياؤه، فالعزمة إزاره والكبرياء رداؤه، ومن نازعه فيهما قسمه بأداء عجزه دواؤه، جل جلاله وتقدست أسماؤه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أنزل عليه النور المنتشر زياؤه، حتى اشترقت بنوره أكناف العالم وأرجاؤه، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم أحباء الله وأولياؤه وخيرته وأصفياؤه، وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فإن الكبر والعجب داءان مهلكان عند الله ممقوتان بعيزان، والمتكبر والمعجب سقيمان مريضان. فقد قال الله تعالى: إنه لا يحب المستكبرين. وقال تعالى: إذ أعجبتكم كثرتكم فلم تغن عنكم شيئا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تواضع لله فهو في نفسه صغير وفي أعين الناس عظيم، ومن تكبر وزعه الله فهو في أعين الناس صغير وفي نفسه كبير، حتى له أهون عليهم من كلب الخنزير. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أما المهلكات فهم متبعون وشح متاع، وعجاب المرء بنفسه وهي أشدهن. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. فقال رجل: إن رجل يحب أن يكون ثوبه حسنا ونعله حسنا. قال: إن الله جميل يحب الجمال. الكبر وتر الحق وغمز الناس. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام حتى إذا رأيت الشح مطاعا وهو مطمع الدنيا موثرة وإيجاب ذراعيه برأي الحديث. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله ربي ولذنبي عليه أستغفر الله ربي من كل ما أتوب إليه أستغفر. الحمد لله الحمد لله استعينه واستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصي ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم أحيانا عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس ولده مغفرة زائلة وباطنة العذر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبه أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فبغضي أبغضهم. أخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. والسلطان ذل الله في الأرض من أهان سلطان الله في الأرض أهانه الله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نار حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله دعا کے لئے درخواست ہے مانچسٹر کے اندر قاری زبیر بداد آج اب ان کا آپریشن ہے بائی ہارٹ کا ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ ان کے آپریشن کو کامیاب فرمائے اور مکمل شفا نصیب فرمائے اس طریقے سے سہیل لاچا کی خالہ کا بھی آج آپریشن ہے ہندوستان کے اندر ان کے لیے بھی دعا فرمائے اور جتنے بھی بیمار ہیں تمام کے لیے دعا فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ تمام کو شفا کاملہ عاجلہ دائمہ نصیب فرمائے اور جتنے محروم ہیں ان کے لیے بھی دعا فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ تمام کی مغفرت فرمائے جنت الفردوس کے اندر بہترین مقام نصیب فرمائے اور اللہ تعالیٰ نے ہمیں جو نعمت عطا فرمائی تندرستی اللہ تعالیٰ اس کی قدر دانی کی اور اس کو صحیح معنی قدر سے استعمال کرنے کی ہم سب کو توفیق نصیب فرمائے اور ہم سب کا خاتمہ اللہ تعالیٰ ایمان قبول نصیب فرمائے اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم انا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم انك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو عنا اللهم لا سهل الا ما جعلته سهلا وانت تجعل الحزن سهلا اذا شئت لا اله الا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مرضا إلا شافيته ولا حاجة هي الكرزا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين إليك ربي فحببنا وفي أنفسنا لك فذللنا وفي أعين الناس فعظمنا ومن سيء الأخلاق فجنبنا وعلى الصالح الأخلاق فقومنا وعلى الصراط المستقيم فثبتنا وعلى الأعداء أعدائك أعداء الإسلام فانصرنا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا اللهم اشرح صدورنا للإسلام اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اكف لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم اغفرهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة اللهم اجعل قبورهم روزة من رياض الجنة اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين